أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا، وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as mubashiran wa nadira, the giver or the bringer of glad tidings and also the warner. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to clarify that there is no wage, there is no remuneration that he has been asking for when he delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yes, by way of gratitude, those who accept the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat brings gladness and happiness to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Some advices that Allah ta'ala gave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Number one, make tawakkul and place one's trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the tasbih of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke about the kuffar, that when they were told to make sajda to Allah Rabbul Izzat, they asked, who is the most compassionate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In this ayat we discuss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes back to a discussion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had started, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلْ, that do you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthens the shadow? There Allah Rabbul Izzat spoke about His Qudrat, Allah Ta'ala spoke about His power. And here and then thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat spoke about different aspects of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's Qudrat, the night and the day, sleep, and then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala spoke about the rains. All those were very general observations that everyone could have made. I mean, a person, if he cannot see his own shadow, if a person cannot observe the lengthening and the shortening of the shadow, then there would be something wrong with the eyes of that person, that any person that's got vision, that got eyes, can see the lengthening of and the shortening of the shadows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributed that to Allah's greatness and Allah's Qudrat. In this ayat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another very great form of His Qudrat, something that is within our vision and also hidden from our vision, and something that a person requires in-depth knowledge with regards to it. But if one does not have the knowledge, at least one can acknowledge the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessed is the name of Allah, or blessed be that Zat and that being, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا, who has placed in the skies or in the heavens constellations. Now here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about placing in the skies these constellations, the different clusters of stars and the different Milky Ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, then it doesn't mean that it is stuck into the sky in itself. But the word sama in Arabic also refers to something that is above us. And if we take that meaning, then it becomes very easy for us to understand that above us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the galaxies of the stars, the Milky Ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed different planets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed different types of creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which up to this day, scientists themselves have also acknowledged the fact that they were unable and they are not able to discover each and every planet, each and every star that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. That creation is known only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Its total, its amount, and how Allah created it, what substance has been used, what movement it makes in the universe, all that knowledge, the total, that is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, scientists, astrologers, etc. will go out and they will search and they will have certain knowledge about it. But the very, very important aspect is this, and this is a common observation, that man reached the moon, but they have not reached the creator of the moon. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to here. It is not about discovery, It is not about scientific theories. It is not about evidences. But it is about the creator of all this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to go towards. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of it. And we find that the ulama of the past, Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi, was a great commentator. His grandson has written something that is very, very important for us. That scientific discoveries will have his own theories. But that does not mean that we should try and panel beat the tafsir of the Qur'an Kareem to suit whatever scientist has discovered. Leave the Qur'an as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it and the understanding that we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, "Kullun fi falakin yasbahun." Everything is in its own orbit. But there was a time in the past when people believed that the sky and in the sky were the stars that were stuck into the sky. And that was the belief of the people of the past. Now if we took the same Qur'an Kareem and then we tried to adapt it to suit that theory, then that theory changes and wana'udhu billah, we need to change the tafsir of the Qur'an Kareem. So we leave the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is, and we also believe that scientific discoveries, some of it may be accurate, some of it may be inaccurate, others may be false, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kitab does not need to be altered and changed, and neither does the tafsir or the explanation of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need to be changed. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. And also above us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah Rabbul Izzat has placed the siraj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a lamp, and here the lamp Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to is that of the sun, that above us we have the sun, وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the moon that is illuminating. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat says that Allah has made the night and the day khilfatan in succession. That we find that the day succeeds the night and the night succeeds the day. There is no intermediate period that we get between it. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat again draws our attention to the fact that this is a continuous thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And all this happens by the light of the sun, the movement of the earth. And it is for us to just ponder and think about it, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all this with such perfect precision, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suspends this earth into space, and how this earth revolves and how this earth rotates, and then we will get a glimpse, and but a glimpse of the qudrat and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, liman arada ayyadhakkara. For that person who wants to reflect, for that person who intends to reflect, if we cannot see our shadow and see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it, if we cannot see a leaf from a tree and see the qudrat of Allah ta'ala in it, if we cannot see a blade of grass and see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it, then we ourselves have been blinded from the qudrat of Allah. We have been blinded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation and Allah's mercy upon us. And then Allah says, O arada shukura, that those who want to reflect, and then secondly is those who want to make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat, who wants to appreciate these great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us understand that Allah ta'ala has created all this, and then we find that we have day and night systematically comes in and goes out, and in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our life, Allah ta'ala has kept the cycle of our life, our 24-hour daily life, where we will earn during the day and work, and then where we will rest at night. And in this way, Allah Ta'ala created the harmony of life for insan and for the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for this, we need to make tremendous amount of shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.